Now, so we're going to look at a lot of things this morning about accessing the things that are not accessible naturally. Seeing things that the group around you do not see, because you're looking into another dimension, which is called a dimension of the spirit. You're going to erase 1 Corinthians 2:9 out of your life this morning. Eyes have not seen, no ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God had prepared for them. And the next verse, you go into the next verse, the 10th verse, say, but the spirit revealed.
Yes, sir.
So this is, this insight, this light, this understanding is spiritual, divine insight is the only thing that going to activate your divine sonship right.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, see, you can be a son, but not putting yourself in a position to have divine sonship insight. Uh-huh. Write it down.
Yes,
it's not a small statement. Divine sonship insight. Or, let's say it another way. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Divine kingdom citizenship insight.
Wow.
See. And so, you living this above life because you're seeing things that the human system is not seeing.
Right. Yes, sir.
And you're seeing how to protect yourself before the demonic world make its move.
Thank you.
You see where the trap is set.
Yes, sir.
And you know what to do about it before you get to the trap. That's the kind of, see, that's the God we serve. That's the vision. We're talking about having divine vision. Vision. Being a visionary of heaven. Seeing what's going on in heaven, and then act like you're out of your mind and act it out and get results that are uncommon, unusual. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So this when Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and he that follow after me shall not walk in darkness. And then he said in that same verse, three things, we're going to look at it. Then he says, what I'm talking about is, I am the light of life. I am the light of life. I have a different kind of light. I have a governmental light from another world. So I'm higher than the government that is in this world. I'm higher than any invention that they come up with. My system run all systems. I want to give you my eyes when you're looking at something. I want you to see all your problems just like I see them. I want you to see all your blessings just like I see them. Along with seeing, I'm going to be able now to give you a better instruction. All right? Now, let me tell you what the five revelation. The revelation is that he is the Christ, and then the church come in existence. And he said, I build a church upon a rock, right? Stable place. And then he says, I give you the keys. That's where we start. We got these eight keys. And then he says, now the gate of hell will never stop you again. And you don't have to be out there beating on the gate, bleeding and crying. He says, by revelation, you're going to have the key to whatever come in your life. You're going to be able to know what key to access it. to unlock it. We talk about the key of provision when he said, I'm the bread of life. This morning, we're going to talk about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. Now, you remember in the Beatitude, how your attitude should be. He says, I think Matthew 5:14, he says, you the light of the world. Now, Jesus, everybody heard what I said? What I said? Is the incarnated I am. Just like the word became flesh and dwelt among us, the I am became flesh and dwelt among us. But he wasn't the only I am. See, for a long time, Jesus wasn't God's only son. Leroy is one of them. You one of them if you're born again. The abilities didn't change. Jesus had I am abilities. Leroy had I am abilities. Because we have the same Father. And so Jesus campaigned for it, but by the same token, he was an example of how it should go in your life. I see they're not too enthused about this. Y'all done got too common with God. Man, you know who God is? When God telling you that his God I am-ness, and I am-ness of whatever you need at any time, I'm able to give it to you, was manifested in the flesh. In John, he got 7 times, Jesus tell us different aspect of what I am mean. Now, in the Old Testament, when God used Moses from that burning bush, he said, tell him I am that I am. And so what I'm trying to tell you is he sent I am in a person, a flesh and bone body, to show you how to pack your I am. All right, go to John. John, the gospel. John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Now, there's a 3-part to this verse, and I'm trying to pull it apart. There's 3-part, but I want you to know you are now accessing the divine insight key. But that key also have a switch with it. And so you got to flip the switch for the light to come on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you know, and then these people were constantly trying to trap Jesus. These religious folk. Religious folk will try to trap you, boy. They try to catch you, man. They're always trying to tie you up. But they always lose. When a man is led by the Spirit, a woman led by the Spirit, you can't trap them. No, because they see behind you. And so, you know, they caught this woman in sin. And Jesus says, in other words, he's saying, my light can handle this.
Right.
I won't kill a woman. My light can handle this.
Come on, sir.
See? Wow. So in the 8th, he said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, what he said?
I am the light of the world.
He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have, what?
Light of life.
That's a powerful verse. And I want to pull some things out of here because we got to get an understanding here of light. Light is understanding, insight, revelation, answers, solution, direction. Want me to get that again? That cost you $440. I'll give you that. Light is understanding, spiritual understanding. Spiritual, let's use another word, enlightenment.
Yes, sir.
Seeing something you can't see.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Seeing something that God is letting you see.
Right.
Somebody standing right beside you.
Right.
I don't see nothing.
Right.
It's like when that prophet was surrounded by the enemy.
Yes,
and his servant said, Master, Master, what are we going to do? He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see what I'm seeing.
Right. Yes, sir.
And when his eyes was open, see, his eye was closed.
Right.
When his eyes was open, he saw an arm around arm. Jesus made some appearances before he left, after he rose from the dead.
Right.
He made some infallible, he had some infallible proof,
yes,
that he was alive.
Right.
And he's walking with his own disciples, and they didn't know who he was.
Right.
I think it's 24th chapter of Luke.
Yes,
but then the Lord opened their eyes.
Yes.
He said, oh, this is the Lord.
Yes.
They see, you can't see him,
right,
with your natural eye. But when the Holy Spirit, oh Lord,
yes,
say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes.
Open my eyes. Yes, sir.
Come on,
see,
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See,
yeah,
worry, fear,
right,
anxiety,
right,
trouble,
right,
lack,
yes,
limitation,
uh-huh,
anxiousness,
right,
come from closed eyes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good, Apostle.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
open my eyes,
open my eyes,
that I may be able to see,
see
what you've seen.
What you seen.
Not only what you've seen, but what you're
seeing
about my life,
what you're seeing about my life,
I need to see.
I need to see.
Yeah, you need to see.
$440.
$440. You need to see. See. I just tell you, he the one signed that $70,000 contract. $70,000 contract. It's working. It's working. I told the people, look, it's not just working for me.
Right.
I went to my son's house in Baltimore. Shoot. Man, I gotta come back to this boy almost living better than me. I said, I gotta check this here. I bought it. Boy, boy, y'all got some kind of house, man. We're up there. Come on up. I'm gonna show you my room. Let me show you my study.
Yeah.
And I just came back from Richmond. My other son took me to his house. And Jesus Christ. Then he said, come on, let's go. He on a lake.
Right.
We get in this platoon or this, what do you call that thing? Pontoon. And yeah, I got a tritoon. I got it now. I need to use it. We get on there, we go out on the lake, all these big old house by these boys representing the king back here. Listen, God's gonna do some better things for you. You gotta see it now, you gotta see it. I know pain and hurt come. I'm gonna talk with you. I know pain and hurt come, those of you who had water trouble. I know it don't feel good. You get to think about all this stuff and man, this stuff's tough. But he got to do something better.
Right.
You can't see it now. And money's not the issue, because he got the money. He's going to get it to you. But he boy, just watch. You all be to come tell a testimony. Everybody who had water, if you do it like I tell you do it, you're going to come out, you're going to have a better setup than you had before the water came through. Because the water, why what am I about to say? Because the water wasn't after you.
Right.
I mean, you hurt, you can't feel it right now. You out your house, everything wet, you know, everything messed up. But God got to do something. Or I wouldn't represent him. Yeah, let us go down. We ain't going down. He supposed to be up guard. All right. Now, you can't appreciate light until you get an understanding of darkness. Now, I'm looking for it. Now, I had darkness in here somewhere. I got to find this darkness, because what it means before I go any further. Ooh. I know I'm looking over it, Barbara. I know one word about darkness: ignorance. That's a word, ignorance. But I'm trying to find, I had a list of things. And sometimes he don't want me to see it. Darkness is common, I got it, used to denote death. Something dead in your life. You smell it? Something, man, working in your life begin to stink. You smell it? That's because Darkness have covered that area, and Jesus, the light, can't get you to see what he wants you to see. Death, ignorance, sin, and separation from God. That's a whole lot of other things darkness mean. You see, we're comparing the two. Write down, unlock the door and turn the switch on. Unlock the door and turn the switch on. And where do you get it from? Let me go back. And I don't know why this word comes from. Let me go back and hustle this scripture some more. You know, a hustler don't leave nothing in the bag. A hustler want it all. So can you leave $15? No, I want that too. And so I'm going to act like a hustler this morning with this voice, because I want it all, and I know you want it all, right? So let's go back and hustle this voice. I know you never heard that before. Then, go back to that voice. Then spake Jesus again unto them. So I mean he had spoken to them before. He says, saying, I'm the light of the world. In other words, I can handle everything. I am the light of the world. I'm the insight. I am the revelation. I'm the opening. I'm the solution. All right. So, how many of y'all believe anything you're dealing with right now, this light, if it's turned on, gonna show you the way? So write down, now I'm not thinking about no English right now. I'm just got to get this thing out. I'm to show you of the way. Or this light will show you spiritually what step to take.
Thank you.
I think that's pretty good. I just want to know what step to take, you know.
Yeah.
And with divine backup, because if he showed me the way,
right.
Hold on, I'm matching up with that tie and stuff. I see you cutting up that. He show you the way. He's going to show you the way. He got a leopard tie on. She got a leopard jacket on. Hop, get out of here. I'm going to show you the way. See, I don't miss that, boy. I see, boy. I be looking, man. Y'all don't see stuff. I see stuff. Then spoke Jesus to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in ignorance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He that follow me, what? Listen, shall not walk in defeat.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See?
Yeah. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Wow. Shall not. That's powerful, boy. That's powerful. I preach on shall and in Baltimore. Shall is a strong word. He says, shall not. Look, shall not walk in darkness. Thank God I don't have to walk in darkness no more.
Thank God I don't have to walk in darkness no more.
But then he says, and I'll go to John 1 to explain this to you.
Yes, sir.
But shall have the light of life.
Yes, sir.
Underline that, light of life.
Yes, sir.
Light of what life? Light of eternal life. Light of what life? Light of a victorious life. Light of what life? Light of abundant life.
Yes.
Light of the light that I came to bring you through my son.
Right. Yes.
A light of victory.
Yes, sir.
In every situation.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me up in here. Go to John Gospel chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at it in a minute. John Gospel chapter 1. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be long today. Sure. Lord, don't let me lie up in here. I receive God. Notice verse 4 in the first chapter.
Yes, sir.
Talking about Jesus.
Right.
In him was what?
Light.
And the life was what?
The light of men.
So it seemed like there's a connection between this life and the light.
Absolutely.
So could it be, and I know it is, that the life shows the life.
Right.
That you'll never live the life without the light.
Right.
Could you see that?
Yes, sir.
Could you see it? Come on, talk with me now.
Yes, sir.
So, and this light can't, you can't get it from Walmart. You can't get it from Macy. He's the only one who has this light. You can't get it from Walt Disney. Or any of your other fancy places you think so fancy. You can't get it. This light is not on the corner. This light, watch what I say now. This light is for special people who wants it.
Yes, sir.
Who ready to follow. Thy word is a lamp. My feet in the light. The entrance of his word giveth light. You cannot live this life without the light. Insight. Understanding. Revealing. Exposing. You see what I'm saying? By divine resources.
Yes, sir.
Something you can't find nowhere else. Think about you dealing with something and God shining a beam on a solution.
Yeah.
You sleeping.
Yeah.
And the light came on while you were sleeping. You went to bed puzzled. Woke up clearly understanding what needed to be done. Oh man, come on. Come on now, help me a little bit here. You understand what we're doing here? This, see, people trying to live the life without the light. And the reason the people that are, see, he says in Colossians, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. So darkness do have some power. But he translated us into the light of his of the kingdom of his dear son, that which is the light kingdom. So can I say something?
Yes, sir.
You just don't supposed to be stupid. Like you don't know where you're going. Well, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You don't supposed to be stupid. You're supposed to be smart, man. You got the light of life. You got the King of Kings, got his light in you. Where worry come from? No light. Where fear come from? No light. Where being anxious come from? No light. See, without the light, you get to believing that you got to do it. Sad case. Sad case. Because when you're dealing with demonic darkness, intellectual smartness will fail. Not enough light. Demon put up too much darkness for regular electricity. Oh, you didn't get it. For regular electricity. But there's another electricity in the spirit called revelation that caused you to see what you couldn't see. Wave your hand at me. Don't wave it until I finish saying it because you might not want to wave it. Because I'm not holding church too long. Wave your hand at me. I just started preaching 4 minutes ago. Now I just feel somebody ready to go. Shit, you ain't just got here. You got here late. Wasn't here for praise and worship. How short can we make it for you? Woo! Come on, come on now. Come on, come on, come on. Sit down. Let me try to work with this a little bit. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. You still with me in verse 4?
Yes, sir.
Verse 5 is very important. I'm not going to get 4 this morning. I'll see it right now. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness couldn't put it out. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. You know I ain't coming over there and get that. Matter of fact, I might run on the other side. You had to run behind me to get it from me. Keep your hand it out to me.
Keep going, baby. Keep going, baby.
Make you run. Make you run. So let's see. Don't hand me no seat. I'm going to come down. So, man, that's a crazy church. I bet somebody looks, man, that's a crazy church. She's running behind him. And you thought I couldn't run, but I'm young. I'm getting younger and younger every day. Would you say that with me? I'm getting younger and younger every day. Your body follow your mind. I see. $500 check. Your body.
Uh-huh. That's for running.
That's for running. Your body follow your mind. I think young. I feel young. I talk young. I am young. I'm almost through this birthday thing. Let's celebrate every day. Yeah. If you think young, in 1 year time, everything gonna change. You're gonna look younger and younger. You understand what I'm saying? All right. All right, you just sit there and think, talk to them folk, talking about how many aches you got and how long you got and all that stuff. I got as long as I want. Let's get back to John.
Hallelujah.
Huh, what?
Hallelujah.
Make me run again up here, God. Just say the Lord is good. Say it again. Say the Lord being good to me right now. Say the Lord being good to me right now. I'm receiving a $300 check.
I'm receiving right now.
Everything changing in my life right now.
Life.
I'm young and strong. Y'all ain't got no time up in here at the $500. You've been sowing them $500. You ain't got no time here to be
young
getting
and strong.
Young and strong. You ain't got no time to be getting old up in here. I got proof in this church. I'm not calling a name, but I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got proof in this church. Right here, right now. I happen to be one of them. Shoot. I'll be driving my RV, 95 years old, blowing the horn. Hey! There was a, yes, sir. I'm not going to read no more of that. The true light, night voice, the true light, the light of every man that come in the world, light shine in the darkness. All right, let me give you a little more before I close. Let me give you a little more about this divine insight. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. It meant, you know that prayer in Ephesians 1? Turn to Ephesians 1. Look at verse 17, I think. Because you have to understand we're talking about a spiritual light. A light that can uncover things that are hidden from you. A light that will enable you to see beyond the known. And I mean, that's the way a Christian, that's the way Christians are supposed to see the light of the world. So I want you to see this. Paul, and I do the same thing for this church all the time, for the members of this church. Y'all know I pray for y'all every day. Every day. And then if a name, see, God got a computer system. If a name flashed across my mind, that means that person going through something. So I don't know what they're going through unless he tell me. So I pray in tongue for them. Until I get a witness, then I go on. I hope every now and then you pray for me. Paul was praying that the church at Ephesus can begin to function. You know why? And this church needed it because Paul had told them so much before that 17th verse.
Right.
Ephesians 1, he had told them so much about, look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, you need some understanding to understand that. So Paul, he had placed so much on them in a little while. In the first, 14 verses. Give me some water. Until he knew they were going to be lost if he don't get them into a certain realm of light. So let's write in our note that this light we're talking about put us in another realm of understanding, another realm of blessing, another realm of power. It just puts you in another realm. It puts you where you'll be able to pick up and understand what God is saying at any given time. It's not just talking about regular light, revelatory light, insight, divine insight. It'll make things easier because you won't have to guess about it. I see it. See what I'm saying? I'm seeing beyond my physical eye. These physical eyes, they are a trap. Because they see every distress, every downfall that you're, ooh, look at that. You got a knot going on here. All your other body smooth as a baby's behind. And then your mind tell you, look at a knot, look at a knot. All your body doing good, he just wants you to see the knot. See? Now, boy, I got it, Lord. God said this light enables you to see in the glory world. Are you following me? Able you to see my glory. Enable you, give you another word now, enable you to see my government. And my government submit to no other government. So Satan, when he's trying to run his government authority over you or this system or some human group trying to tie you up and run some government over you, he says, that ain't going to happen. Let me let you see how this thing going to come out. Look at verse 17 now. Ephesians 1, 17. Now, actually, you know what I'm talking about. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Don't sit there with your Bible open to Ezekiel. Act like you're looking at what I'm saying. Because I got to get this in you. I'm in Ephesians. People do that, you know. They don't want you to know they don't know their Bible. Go in the index and find out where the doggone book at. That's why I got an index Bible. I try with that Bible without an index. I don't know the books of the Bible. I'm preaching to thousands of people. I'm looking for, I said, no, I'm going to give me a Bible. John. I ain't got time to slow down and remember no books. What book come after the other book? Every now and then I bump in one I know. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Now watch what he said. May give unto you the spirit. The spirit. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I submit to you that revelation there is light. Insight. Microscope. Telescope. Look at me. You have no business being defeated. What I'm preaching to you now, you have no business crying, talking about what I'm going to do. God dog it, you know what to do. Look to him. Listen. Look what the first verse and the next verse said. The first part of it. Woo! The eyes of your understanding has been enlightened. Will be enlightened. No! No! Infinitum. Perpetual. Continuously. Day by day. Hour by hour. Problem by problem. Blessing by blessing. I want you to see what to do. Being enlightened. Being enlightened. That you may know, what is the hope of his calling? And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? What the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? That boy had that cool voice, did not believe. He had to turn off the light. Yeah. Remember Teddy? Pentagrass? Y'all ever heard him? Yeah, I said. Well, you're going to remember Leroy Tones for this. Turn on the light. So you can see and not walk in darkness. Because if you don't turn on the light, somebody's going to turn off your light. Ooh. All right. I read this. How do you describe a symphony to someone born deaf? How you gonna describe to them? Sign language won't work. And so if you don't see the light, the thing that God's trying to get a hold of you can't be described to you. Now let me ask you another question I read. I ask you another question. How can you describe a sunset from one born blind? You see what I'm saying, Beverly? So If you don't understand this message on the light, you like trying to explain a musical setting to someone who was born deaf. You trying to give them sign language. They can't enjoy. So you will not be able to enjoy life without light. You're going to have to deal with some things down here. You know you got to deal with some things down here, right? You're going to have to deal with some things down here that you can't handle. Yes, sir. When you are fully aware of your I am identity in Christ, you will leave fogs, F-O-G-S, of ignorance in your life, and many life insufficiencies. Let me give this to you again, children. Let me give this to you. When you are fully aware of your identity, your I am identity in Christ, you will leave fogs. That's how the way the Holy Ghost does it. Not frogs, fog. Fog. You know, you ever been to heavy, heavy? Who ever been to heavy fog? Huh? Man, I've been in a fog. You had to pull aside the road. You couldn't go no further. I wasn't seeing nothing and nobody. I had fog lights on, wasn't working. And that's the way some people live. They're living in a fog. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They don't know what's going to happen next month. You see, because this light, you listen, Lily? This light, I'm going to be speaking another word, produces vision. Yes, write that down. Yes, vision. This light, this is a vision light.
Yes, sir.
Christians should have a vision light on to see beyond what's happening, to know what's going to happen. Come out of the fog. Wondering what you're going to do 3 years from now, or what, how this going to come out, how, why I'm not mad, or why, don't come out the fog. Don't, God save you from marrying a crook. Wait a while, shoot, wait on the Lord. They didn't wait on the Lord to renew their strength. Shoot, see, you get all down, you know, getting all down, putting yourself all down, because talking about something ain't working. You don't know that baboon God saving you from. I tell you, you don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody might know what I'm talking about. My daughter, a guy from another country trying to get in on my daughter, and she showed me that and laughed and all that. So I said, baby, now, I got to talk with you. I said, in my spirit, this guy trying to get a ticket in the United States. When he get over here, he's going to stay with you a few months, and then he's gone. So shut it down. But don't ask me about something if you don't want me to tell you what the Lord's saying. Don't ask me no compromising question, because you ain't going to get no compromising answer. I sure wish I wouldn't have asked him nothing. But she followed my order. I said, shut it down. God got somebody for you. Yeah. This joker here. A few things she said about it. I said, this joker here playing the same old game. He trying to get over here. See, don't be come ask me nothing. If you want, I'm not going to agree with what you want me to agree with. I'm going to tell you what does say the Lord. So just go on and do it yourself. Don't ask me if you don't want the answer. Why you ask me? You want me to be a yes man? You know the most dangerous man you can find is a yes man who don't think when you ask him about something? Everybody mad got their mate here, stand up. I want to talk to him. Everybody married, just stand up. God, let me talk to you a minute. I'm going to take the misery out of your marriage. Now, all a black man need, let me talk about a black man. All a black man need is a little respect. Because you take it from him. If you don't give him respect, see, he's been a slave all his life. Wow. And so he's still picked on. I know my white son here, but I got to talk to these black men right now. I say, if a white man don't make it, I need to whoop his tail myself. Because he got all the brick in the world. But black men been target ever since we were born. See, because what they used to do is, I read a book where they hooked one arm of that black man to a horse and the other arm and hit both horses. Spit him right in front of his children, in front of his wife. So that make her submit to be my black woman. And that make her son, yeah, I want it on national TV. That make her son, she had to teach her son to submit because this is what happened to your dad. So just do whatever they tell you to do. All right, now, they done signed all these bills and all these papers. And Jesus is the only one who can set you free. But let me get back to this marriage. All men want to respect someone, include you, son. All men want to respect. All a man wanted to respect. But more so a black man. A black man need his wife to respect him. If you respect that joker, get Hawaii for you. See, now, I don't believe all the boys are going to go along with me on this, but we kind of slow. See, some of them don't want, some of them look at me like this. You got it in you, brother. That woman be thought three or four things down the street. You remember, how about the map? Honey, you know where you at? Yeah. Hour and 50 minutes. Honey, you know where you at? Because you don't want to admit that he don't know what he's doing. Because you don't give him enough respect. If you give him enough respect, you say, honey, I'm lost. Would you help me? My wife told me something. She said, look, I'm never against you. No matter what I say or what I do, my aim is to make you look good. And that's, I read that part, you know. So a lot of time we cross-talk each other. I better finish my sermon, man. Because we think somebody trying to take us over, but they're trying to help us out. What's she called? Oh, Jesus. What the Holy Spirit called? Oh. She your physical helper. Right. Wow. Yes, sir. Just give a man a little respect. I know he is not like Johnny down the street, but you ain't married Johnny down the street. You got Jacob. Treat the man good. He finally gonna come out and be a blessing. I want y'all to stop all these little arguments, because y'all argue in the car. Stop all this, look, stop this craziness. Enjoy one another. Yes, sir. Y'all gonna do that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know I'm right, right?
Yes, sir.
All y'all got some problem.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all might argue before you got jail. Then come in, I gotta preach so hard to try to get the church back together. Just go and love one another. Go and have life. Have fun. You ain't got no more than one life through you.
That's right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Huh? Y'all don't want me coming to your house, right? I don't feel like coming, but y'all know how stupid we be. Huh? I just want to answer up. I know it's there. See, I've been married 45 years. Roy, you've been married what? 60. Jesus Christ. Sickly. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Wonderful. Look at them. They've been married 60 years. They're not 60 years old. Or they're not 60 years young. They've been married 60 years. How you talk to your wife? What make me so angry? People in public be talking so nice. How you doing, ma'am? Yeah, you sure look nice. Yeah, amen. Shut that door. Y'all gonna do it? Talk to her like she's a queen if you won't be a king. I might have to do a marriage workshop. I just was trying to get around it, but Jesus Christ, I know what some of these people are going through. They're hurting. Huh? Glad what the Lord wanted to say. I was preaching on a light. Talking about light in marriage. Boy, I bet you got some people in here saying, I love my apostle. Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, but somebody got to say something to you.
Right.
What you going to do this afternoon? Go to sleep, start snoring. A woman need to be talked to. What you going to do? You know, give me something to eat. Give me a little sex. You ever saw that commercial in that bed, that sleeping on my bed, and they went to bed? You saw that commercial? Oh boy, he rub on the girl and the girl turned the light out. Lord, I done blow this one. You know, Charles, I've grown up a little bit. See, I don't have to rush myself no more. You know, I'm a little seasoned now. I don't have to make nothing up, you know. Just where go where life is. You know, we can do better, you know that?
Yes,
huh? How long you been married? I'm talking to you, I'm looking at you. Huh?
16 years?
16 years? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody. How long you been married? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Glenn, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Could you do better, Glenn?
Yes.
Could you make some improvement? I want to ask you, could you make some improvement? Yeah. What's the matter, John? You keep moving around. Yeah. Special boy, if you got a strong woman. I'm gonna tell you the truth. It's hard to find a weak woman. And women just know who they are, man. They just, they'll come back at you. What you say? Lord, help this service. I'll take up next Sunday. We'll talk about that light more. Praise the Lord. Raise your hand. We'll take it up next Sunday. I'll take the light up next Sunday. We'll finish this light message because I got some more things to say. My God. God tell them, God now married someone off. Somebody needed it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just let him be a king. See, let me finish it. All right. Let me finish it. How can I say this? The black man is put down because the world know who he is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good statement.
We all should be equal, you know. But then we got to stop putting him down at home. Because every time he step out, he got a fight on his hand. That man got to know he can come home and got that woman there who totally respect him. And then again, I want to repeat, watch how you talk to your wife. She is detailed and she don't like to be talked to wrong. And if you talk to her wrong, you are going to suffer. So I won't quit all this suffering up in here. And it's not just sex. She will turn you off. She will not say nothing to you. She will look at you. She'll cook for you and throw it on the table. I told my wife one time, I don't want that. Ain't no love in this. I ain't eating this. Ain't no love in this. It's just good to be real, isn't it? Gotcha. Yeah, you got you. All right, you got you. And you say, you know what he told me? Got you. You don't know who people listen. You don't know who marriage been changed yet. It's